Wagoner's Walk. Early on Thursday morning, Lynn made a phone call to Claire Nash.
Hello?
Hello, Claire.
Yes?
It's Lynn here. Sorry to ring you at this time in the morning, but I wanted to ask you a favour.
Of course.
It's about Sophie.
Yes.
Well, the man who did it is being brought before the magistrate this morning.
Dear, does she have to appear?
No, she doesn't, thank goodness.
She's not going to go?
No, but the thing is, it's any time after 10:30, and she's asked Rob to go down and see what happens.
I see.
I absolutely have to be at the restaurant over the lunch hour, so I can't stay with her.
So you'd like me to have Sophie over here?
Would you? Mm. The thing is, she did come to the restaurant at the beginning of the week, but she hasn't been back since.
A bit early to be going back there, I should have thought.
Yes, well, exactly. And in any case, if she's very edgy, it's going to be a bit of a strain having her there. And she won't want to stay here with Matt.
No. Well, tell her to come over to me. I'll be in all morning.
Thank you, Claire. It is good of you.
I'll see you later, perhaps.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's all right, then.
Sophie can go over there, then.
Yes.
Good.
Poor Sophie. She's been up since before 6.
I know. I had the bath water at 5:30.
Don't begrudge her a bath, please, Matt.
Oh, well, if it makes her feel any better.
I don't think it does make her feel better. That's the trouble.
Any idea how long they persist, these neurotic symptoms?
They're not neurotic, Matt. Heavens, it's not neurotic to feel soiled after an experience like that.
Well, no, I can't see why she feels soiled. She's not the one who committed the crime.
No, I know.
Same as I don't understand why she's so het up about this hearing today. She's not the one on trial.
She feels as if she is.
I can't think why they told her if she doesn't have to appear.
She rang the police to find out. She's obsessed about it, Matt. I just wish it was all going to be over quickly.
Still, they might lock him up, mightn't they, once he's charged. I don't suppose they let rapists wander around loose.
Let's hope not. Right, your croissant, sir.
Oh, thanks. She said how much longer she's planning to stay with us.
She's coming. Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
I've done you a croissant, is that right?
Oh, thank you. Hello, Matt.
Morning, Sophie.
And there's some grapefruit juice.
Thanks. I think I'll just have some coffee, actually.
Got butterflies, huh?
Yes. I didn't sleep much.
Still, at least you don't have to appear.
No.
And by tonight, it'll all be over. He'll be safely locked up out of harm's way.
Yeah. Think how he must be feeling.
My heart bleeds.
Matt.
Sorry. Just trying to make the point that he's the one on trial. Sophie's got nothing to worry about, have you, love? Sorry, I didn't mean
to. All right, we know what you meant. I phoned Claire, Sophie, and she said if you want to go over there, that's all right. Unless you'd rather be with Leslie.
Oh, no, I can't be with Leslie today anyway. She's got to see her mother. Well, she can't put her off because she's only in London for 24 hours. But she said she'd come round this evening. That's all right.
Of course it's all right. Only too pleased you have company.
Yes. Like being a child again, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, who can we get to look after Sophie while Lynn is busy?
Don't be silly. It's not a bit like that.
Lynn's only trying to help you, Sophie, as best she can.
I know she is. I'm sorry.
Right, well, I shall be leaving for the restaurant at the usual time, Sophie. I'll walk you over to Claire's on my way there.
You don't need to walk me over there. I'm quite capable of getting myself over to Wagoner's Walk.
Yes, I know that, but I'm going in that direction anyway, and I'd rather see you safely there.
I mean it, Lynn. I'm not a child.
Very well, stop behaving like one.
Matt, please. It's a very difficult day for her. She's bound to be overwrought.
Doesn't mean she's going to take it out on you, though, does it?
Look, I know I'm overwrought. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm being difficult, and I'm sorry for being such a nuisance. I promise you, as soon as this is over, I'll get out of your way. I'll find somewhere else to live.
You're not in our way, is she, Matt?
No. You stay as long as you like.
I am in your way. I know I am. I'm always in the bathroom, and Bill's had to move out to make room for me, and I...
Sophie, you are not in our way.
I'll go. I promise I'll go. It's just that I can't face the idea of flat hunting and living with new people just
yet. Of course you can't. You mustn't even think about it.
Sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about. Will you stop apologizing?
Just feel so hopeless, landing on you like this and needing so much looking after.
You're not hopeless, love. You've just been through a rotten experience, that's all.
I am trying to put it behind me and get over it and all that sort of thing.
I know you are.
Just give yourself a chance, Sophie. It's not so very long since it happened.
Seems years.
Well, it isn't. And in any case, I'm sure you'll feel better when today's over.
Well, I hope so.
Of course you will. Particularly once you know Digby's safely under lock and key.
But what if they decide there's no case to answer? They'll just let him go then, and everyone will think I just made it up, and then he'll think he can come back and do the same thing all over again.
It won't happen.
Of course it won't. You don't think the police would be bringing this prosecution if they didn't think there was a case to answer? He's going to end up inside, my girl. Don't you bother.
Hello, Rob.
Morning, Claire. It's a nice plant you're spraying. Haven't seen that before?
No, I've just moved it from the sitting room. I think it was too warm for it in there.
Ah.
I'm not sure I was going to like it here either, mind you. There might be too much of a draught from the front door.
Fussy, aren't they, plants?
They are, actually.
Claire, can I give you next week's rent in advance?
If you like.
Only I want to buy some Christmas presents, and I'd be happier if I knew I'd paid all my dues before I start.
Certainly. You still haven't found anyone to share with you?
No. I have asked a couple of people, but they both said no.
Perhaps you ought to advertise.
I may have to. I get plenty of replies, I know that. A flat like that in this area. But I don't know, I'm a bit particular about who I share with.
I can understand that. Now, you need £2 change. Just let me go and get my bag. I hear you're going down to the magistrate's court this morning.
Yes, Sophie asked me to. How do you know that?
Sophie's coming over here for a bit of company while Lynn's at work.
Is she? Ah. Well, I'd better come back here then afterwards. Tell her how it went.
Hey! You see, we got this big order this morning, Bill. 250 Christmas dinners.
250? Who the hell wants 250 frozen dinners ready sliced?
Some woman in the garden suburb giving a party.
Well, she'd do better to get in a firm of caterers.
Aye, well, I'm not going to tell her that.
We're going to have storage problems, aren't we?
No, not really. She says she's got a big freezer. We'll just get them over to her as soon as they're frozen.
Oh, that's all right, then.
You know the rapist is being charged today?
Is he?
Aye.
How's Sophie?
I don't know, really. Seems pretty neurotic to me.
She going down there?
No, can't face it. Robbie's, though. She's asked him to go and find out what happens.
Well, I'd have done that for her.
Yeah, well, Rob's the blue-eyed boy at the moment. The rest of us are all potential rapists, apparently. I don't know why he's exempt.
Do you think he'd mind if I went down there with him?
I don't know, but I might.
Oh, get stuffed.
Well, there's a lot to do here. Anyway, nothing's going to happen today. The real suspense is going to come when it gets to the Crown Court.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to take a look at him.
Why?
I'd like to know what he looks like. I might get an opportunity to thump him some dark night.
Oh, blimey, then we'll have you on an assault charge as well. I'd leave it to the courts to sort him out if I were you, Bill.
I'm sorry I was so impossible earlier, Lynn.
Well, it's not surprising, really, is it? You're bound to be a bit strung up today.
Yeah, I know. But Matt's right. I shouldn't take it out on you two. You've been very kind to me.
Not at all. You've just done what anyone would have done. Oh, Bill said to wish you luck, by the way.
Did he?
Yes.
Wish me luck, huh? I'm not the one on trial.
I know that. So does he. But he knows you're upset, and he means well.
So he keeps saying.
He wants to help.
Oh, he keeps saying that, too. If he hadn't dumped me when we got back from holiday, this might never have happened.
Well, I don't know you can say that exactly.
God, it makes me sick. The way he's got all turned on again since... Well, since that night.
I don't know that he's got turned on exactly, Sophie, love. I think he's just very fond of you. Wants to help, as he says.
Well, that's why he came and declared his love for me, I suppose.
He didn't, did he?
He did.
Oh, really? He is impossible. He promised me he wasn't going to do that.
Oh, I see. He's discussed it with you, has he? As well as telling half of Hampstead what happened.
We didn't discuss it, Sophie. It was just... Well, I don't know what to make of him. I really thought you could do without all that.
Yeah, well, don't worry. He didn't raise my hopes. When he told me how he felt, it... Didn't mean a thing.
You mean you didn't believe him?
I don't know whether I believed him or not. It just seemed irrelevant. It had no bearing on me. It didn't touch me.
I expect that feeling will wear off.
Do you? I don't.
A lot of people here, aren't there?
Can you see him, Rob? Digby.
No, I can't. That's the courtroom over there, I think.
Shall we go in?
Well, I don't know. Are we allowed just to walk in?
Well, I think so. There's a fellow there with some sort of list. Let's ask him.
Excuse me? Is the public allowed to go into the court?
Oh, yes, it's just go in.
Well, thanks.
Hey, just a second, Rob. Let's ask him if he knows what time our case will be. And we don't want to sit listening to a lot of others.
Mr. Grundy? Is Mr. Grundy here?
Excuse me?
You, Mr. Grundy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I am.
Well, just wait there a second, please. So you're next.
Excuse me, can you tell me when Mr. Digby's going to be called?
Digby? Yes, here we are. Crown versus Digby number 10. What is it? An adjournment. Well, they'll put that up to the top, I should think, after the licensing applications. Say, about half an hour.
Half an hour.
Might as well wait out here then, I suppose.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hello, Dickon.
I didn't expect to see you here.
I've come down on Sophie's behalf. Do you know Bill Ashton?
Yeah, we met. You've not come down here to report this case, have you?
What, the rape, you mean? Well, I've come to sit in on it. Not that anything will happen today. But I can't report it.
You can't report it?
Oh, no. The law's pretty strict about what you can report at committal hearings. I mean, normally you can only publish the names and addresses of the accused and the charge. But with rape, you're not even allowed to print that. The rapist has to remain anonymous along with the victim, at least until he's found guilty.
The victim does remain anonymous, then?
Oh, yes. Quite right, too, in my opinion.
Good.
Rob, I'm glad I ran into you here today. I've been meaning to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, about that offer to share your flat.
Yeah?
Well, is it still open?
I'll say, yeah. Well, you mean you want to come?
If that's okay with you.
Great. Great.
Good, listen, I'll give you a ring sometime soon to talk about when I can move in. I think we ought to be getting into court now. Just in case they do slip it to the top of the list.
We'll take number 10 next.
Oh, it's just as well we came in when we did. You sit here. I'm going over to the press bench.
Number 10, please.
Here he comes. Our friend Mr. Digby.
That him? They don't look like a rapist.
What's a rapist look like?
Quiet, please. Is your name James Arthur Digby?
There. That's the Christmas cake mixed. Do you want a stir, Sophie?
Yes, okay.
Don't forget to wish.
I won't. And how much longer Rob will be?
Well, you know what courts are like. He could be kept hanging about for a long time.
I suppose so.
I'm sure he'll come straight back. Try not to think about it.
All right. What are you doing at Christmas? Tony and his family coming?
Yes, we hope so.
Oh, nice.
Tony's always so vague, but Kirsten said they'd come. Who are you spending Christmas with?
I don't know. Matt and Lynn, I suppose.
You're still staying with them, I take it?
Yes. But I shall have to move out soon, though. Matt's getting awfully fed up, I can tell.
Where will you go? Back to where you were living?
Oh, no. I don't want to go back there. Well, Mr. Digby... I don't know why I call him Mr. Digby. Anyway, well, he knows that phone number. Besides, I couldn't face the journey home at night.
I'm not surprised. You haven't thought of moving in with Rob. He's looking for someone to share with at present.
Actually, he did mention it, Claire.
But you don't fancy sharing with him. Oh, I suppose you don't really feel like sharing with any man at the moment. Not after what happened.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just what I thought you might not be very happy to have me living in the top flat.
Why on earth not?
Because of Bill.
Sophie, I told you before, there was really nothing between Bill and me. But such as there was, it's ended.
There wasn't much to end between Bill and me either. And that's over too.
Right, well, there's no problem, is there? You can tell Rob when he comes back that you'd like to move into the flat.
Right.
Oh, here he comes now, by the sound of things. Just in time for some coffee.
Hello?
Rob? What happened?